Hi everyone. So, just thought I'd do a little bit of a ramble because I filmed the script, the Avalon script, of a Distant Utopia script, the I Love You script. I think I just said script like 50 times. But anyway, so that script, it kind of tackled the concept of love and talked about different, like the Greek, how the Greek have different words for love and the different types of love. And it got me thinking, as many of you probably don't know, I'm a psychology student, and, well, there is a theory of love. It's a triangular theory of love that was developed by Robert Sternberg. Who was a psychologist. Yeah, that's how we were taught love, I guess, within our degree. I mean, anyway, and I've always found that really fascinating. That was probably one of my favorite things we studied. And I just thought I'd kind of go through that a little bit in a rambly type of way. So let's just get started. He theorized that there are three concepts in love. Sorry, three components of love. There's passion, intimacy, and commitment. So that's quite self-explanatory, but passion is this, it can be associated with both physical and the emotional. So yeah, it's just the feeling of enthusiasm and everything about doing something, and can also represent the feelings that you feel for another person. Intimacy is the feeling of closeness and attachment you have to another person, and which makes sense that these two are concepts. And the third is commitment, which is the decision to actually stay with another person. Pretty self-explanatory. All of them are, I guess. It's just the meaning of the words. And so I'm doing this off the top of my head, so this next part is probably gonna be all over the place because it confuses me sometimes. And you'll get it when I actually get more into it, I guess. But yeah, so. What, I feel like the original, it was just, they represented in a triangle diagram. That's why it's the triangular theory of love. But I actually prefer the Venn diagram version because maths. I like that better. But anyway, so a relationship that doesn't have intimacy, passion, or commitment is non-love. So you're just indifferent to the relationship, which honestly I really can't imagine having. I don't know, I've never been in, I don't think I've been in a relationship like that. I don't know, I just can't, I probably have, I just can't think about that. Anyway. That's not the focus. Non-love isn't the focus. Let's actually get into the love aspects of it. So, when there is just intimacy in the relationship, that's a liking or a friendship. So, it's without passion or commitment. This is like, I don't know, this would be a relationship with a friend or an acquaintance. So, you're friends, but it's kind of like, yeah, okay, just friends. Nothing else involved. Then there is the infatuated love, which is just passion. So, like, it's kind of considered puppy love. So, it could be, this is a type of relationship that's could happen just at the beginning. Okay, I'm just gonna say it right now. I'm not good with words either, so this is gonna be all over the place, and most of what I'm saying probably won't make sense. So I apologize for that, but anyway, so. This infatuated love can be early parts of a relationship that hasn't developed yet. It hasn't become serious yet. Because the romantic love, which we'll get to later, and the intimacy, it kind of develops over time. Which makes sense. But if they don't develop, this infatuated love can like disappear really quickly in an instant. So, as the word says, infatuated, kind of obsessed in a way. That's what I know that's not what it means, but that's kind of what I. It's a less extreme version of obsessed, I guess. But anyway, next one is the empty love, which is characterized by just commitment. There's no intimacy or passion. And there's two ways that this can happen. Like, a strong love can kind of become empty love over time. Which kind of breaks my heart to think about, but I guess, I don't know. It's possible it happens, I guess. And another way that this could happen is in, they told us is, arranged marriages. It can start off as empty love, but then it can develop into a different type of love with passion, intimacy, either or both, I guess. So that's empty love for you. And then there's the romantic love. This is where we get into the duos, the hybrids. Romantic love is the love with passion and intimacy, but it has no commitment. I really hope I'm getting this right. I'm gonna forget the names of one of them at some point, but oh gosh. I should have written down notes. I'm an idiot. But anyway, this could be, I guess, in a romantic affair, like part of a romantic affair, just there's no commitment in the love. It could also be for a one-night stand, so I guess it's just, it can be for a moment or over time, but just lacks the commitment. Then there's companionate love. I can never say that word. So this is an intimate relationship that has a long-term commitment, but there's no passion in it. So this type of love is, I guess, it's stronger than a friendship. Because there's the element, there's the long-term commitment, but I guess there's just no passion in the relationship anymore. But I guess it could be a friendship, but I feel like, well, in my opinion, I think of it more as if like a friendship, the passion was there at some point. So it's like in long-term marriages where after a while, and I'm talking a really long time, the passion isn't there anymore, but there's deep affection and the commitment still remains and people are still in love with each other, they just lost some of the passion, and which is normal, I guess. I mean, I totally would know, but that was sarcastic, but anyway, I guess this is also mean, what I said before about, well, I guess, yeah, it is stronger than a friendship, but it can't, that doesn't mean to say that, it, like, a friendship isn't that. If it's like a platonic relationship, a platonic friendship, then that can also be a companionate love. But it, this form of love is also shared by like family members. So, yeah, there's the long-term commitment and the intimacy, but there's obviously no passion. Anyway, this is the part where I always get mixed up. I'm pretty sure this one is fatuous love. Sorry, I just quickly drew down the Venn diagram, or the triangle, I guess. And because there's the infatuation and the fatuation, and I know it makes complete sense, but sometimes I, and by sometimes I mean always, I get them mixed up. So this is the fatuation, which is the passion and the commitment. So, I guess this is like, I don't know, this is the type of love I associate with Romeo and Juliet, the love at first sight thing. There's like no intimacy, and that's not to say that it can't develop, but I guess this is an also a thing that happens in early relationship where you are committed to each other. Actually, I feel like no, that doesn't make sense. I feel like in early stages of a relationship, there's more likely to be intimacy than commitment or even passion. I don't know, it could work either way. It depends on the person, I guess. But yeah, I guess it is. The only example I can think of is love at first sight and the Romeo and Juliet type of love. And yeah. And then comes the ultimate kind of love, the consummate love, which is the mix of all of them, a relationship that has the intimacy, the passion, and the commitment. Yeah, this has all three, and yes, this is the, it's the most complete, like, complete form of love, and this is what you'd call the perfect couple, and this is what most people strive for. And that being said, it's also the most difficult because, as I mentioned before, passion can die after a while, and that kind of means that this consummate love can be temporary, but yes, it's just, it is the ideal kind of love, and this is what you find in movies, and this is what, I guess, this is what everyone strives for, and it's complete, and even though it can be temporary, and it can kind of, you can lose parts of it, and it can become either romantic, companionate, and fatuous love because of different things, but just, it's just perfect when it happens. And not to say that once it's lost forever, of course it can come back, but it's ideal type of love. And I guess I don't know what to say, it just sounds so perfect. But anyway, I don't know if you learned something. I don't know why I did this, but I've always been fascinated with this theory, and I found it very interesting. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed this, I guess, ramble type thing. from someone who has no experience in love. So I clearly know what I'm talking about. But I hope you found it interesting, and I hope you have a great day, and I hope you all find that consummate love at some point of your life. Anyway, thank you for listening. Goodbye.